So it's Money in the Bank weekend, Santos Escobar, and thank you for joining us. You are in the Money in the Bank. How are you feeling going into this match? Are you quite confident that you might become the victor?
Yes, I'm confident. I'm energized. I'm motivated. I'm happy. I'm ready.
And you look great.
Thank you so much. I try. London is a city that I love, that I adore, that I respect. London audiences are educated audiences.
Absolutely.
The reason why I'm saying this is because you don't just march into London and expect people to cheer for you. Accustomed to the West End productions, accustomed to the good shows, London audiences will cheer and applaud who they deem earned that honor.
Absolutely.
City of queens and kings, a royal. You feel that royal air everywhere you walk. Why wouldn't I dress like this, you know?
I was going to say, we see that in you as well. Like, as soon as you've come up from the ranks of NXT, you held yourself with sub pristine. You walk a certain beat. You're great in the ring. So we're rooting for you. You don't be surprised if you hear some chants tomorrow. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm expecting. But again, I'm willing to go out there and earn that respect,
right,
and earn that applause.
Right.
And to your point, you are who you represent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So every single time I go out there, I know people is thinking of where I come from, my legacy, my culture, my country.
Yeah.
So I have to look my best and act my best.
Well, let's talk about your heritage and your country and your culture. Mexican wrestling is like seen as one of the best when it comes to the historical moment of wrestling, moving that sport forward. Mexican wrestling is a big pillar in that community, you know. CML, AAA, your uncle, your father. You know, we had a great moment where WWE sent a love letter to Puerto Rico. When are we going to see that for Mexico? Because I feel Mexico is a huge, big part of what we all love as wrestling.
Hopefully Triple H will see this interview. And, I mean, the LWO evolved into a movement.
Yes.
It's not just about Latinos, Latinos, Latinos. I believe that if you're an underdog in life, if you wake up every single day with the burning desire to succeed and overcome obstacles, LWO represents you because that's who we are.
Yeah.
Natural born underdogs, overachievers, you know, achieve everything in life, earn every step of the way. That's what LWO is, and how crazy and wild it is that we have London World Order shirts.
Yes.
What does that have to do with Latino? Well, everything, everything. Because we have this greed, this will, this determination, this never ending fire and desire to be someone at whatever it is that we do, and that touches people's minds and hearts. People identify themselves with that. If we can put a smile on people's faces, fine. But if we can inspire someone to take a step that maybe they didn't want to take, to do something that maybe they didn't want to do, then we already won.
Well, I know tomorrow you're gonna go and kill it. And we're gonna be there rooting for you. So thank you for your time, Santos. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, my friend.